So anyway, that was, our wedding was very small. It was just a few of the local people, and then the word had gotten out with those road commission men that Roy worked with, and so they, some of them were there too, but it was, on the whole, it was rather a small wedding, but it was the way we wanted it. And my, I didn't go to public school at all until we went to Norway when I was 7 years old. We went to Norway to visit my mother's and parents, well, my mother's relatives. My dad's had already passed on, but my grandparents and cousins and aunts and uncles whom I had no idea about. But I learned to speak Norwegian and went to school there for the time that we were there, probably a year and a half about. And I'm very glad that I had that experience, because now I can, I am in contact with my cousins over there, and they call me occasionally, and it's just a wonderful relationship because they are the only relatives I have. So, and my, our grandson Tom was there to visit them a few, well, about 2 years ago, I guess, or 3 years ago. He had finished school in England, and he went up to the Scandinavian countries, and he went up to visit my relatives, and they just treated him royally. He was the first one in my family that had come, and the only one that has come to visit them. It happened to be his 22nd birthday, and a birthday is a great occasion in Norway. They make a big fuss about a birthday. So Tom had a wonderful reception there, and I have quite a few pictures of, and they're still writing every so often, "How is Thomas?" Well, right now he's at Kodiak. He's working for the Pearl there. And, well, anyway, so we, most of our married life, we, a good part of it, we started up there, but then, of course, Roy went to work here in town, too, for the, well, I'll start back here where Sylvia was born in 1938, and we were living on Deadwood then. Or Circle Hot Springs when I brought her home, but then we went up to the creek and stayed that winter.